Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Barry Kenyon, National Campaign Manager for Jeans for Jeans Day, which is today, August 4. Good day, Barry.
Hello there.
Wear your smartest, weirdest, craziest pair of jeans to raise funds for jeans research. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We're looking for people to dress head to toe in denim if they can manage it, but at the very least, to wear their jeans proudly today.
For the past 24 years, Jeans for Jeans Day has helped a lot of Australians, specifically children.
That's exactly right. I mean, we were the first institute to look at paediatric research around 50 years ago, but 24 years ago, we developed Jeans for Jeans as our own fundraising campaign to raise revenue to help us work out some of the cures and causes of genetic disorders affecting 1 in 20 children.
And 300 children will lose their lives to a childhood disease each year.
I know, it's extraordinarily bad number, isn't it? And new births, it's 1 in 20 equates to around 12,000 a year, which also then is, if people get their heads around it, being one child per classroom is affected.
One is one too many, as they say.
Absolutely right.
This year, you are focusing on PROCAN. What can this do for genes research?
So PROCAN is one of the most exciting areas of research for us in the cancer labs. And essentially, it is a giant supercomputer. And it's storing a lot of data that we learn from cancer cells themselves. And we can actually cross-relate that to patients. Because if anyone's ever been affected by cancer, they may know the story of you get diagnosed and then for the first up to 3 months, even longer, an oncologist is trying to get the right medication for you because everyone's a little different and every cancer's a little different. What PROCAN will do is capture as much data as possible so someone, anyone in the world treating a patient with cancer can plug into PROCAN and say, well, this person's got this type of cancer, this person presents like that, look it up on PROCAN and within 36 hours... that person is on the best treatment immediately rather than 3 months of trying to dial that in.
A day, a minute, an hour is important, especially with cancer, isn't it?
This is it. I mean, 3 months of not being on the best treatment is 3 months lost.
And what has Jeans for Jeans Day done in the past 24 years to help make lives better for children?
Well, this is the thing. Our institute doesn't receive grant or guaranteed government money. We actually have to write grant applications for some of our research areas. And unfortunately, 1 in 3 of them are unsuccessful and labs close down. So we actually generate as much of our own money as we can through our fundraising efforts. And Jeans for Jeans is the main one. And over 24 years, that's actually amounted to $67 million. It's just over $2 million a year, all from the generosity of the Australian public. And it enables our labs to continue the work that they do.
For the type of research you do, $2 million seems a bit small, isn't it?
Isn't it? I know. When you look at it, I can walk into one of the labs at the Institute and look at a machine that's no bigger than a laptop computer, and it's $1 million. Everything is so expensive because they're all such precision bits of equipment, and they only make one or two of them worldwide, so there's no ability to mass produce and keep the costs down. So unfortunately, everything is super expensive. And it doesn't sound like a great deal, $2 million, but it is money that's able to go directly into areas of need in our research labs.
And for the past few years, you've come up with pretty crazy ideas to raise funds, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. Last year, in fact, we found out that the same day Jeans for Jeans landed, which is always the first Friday of every August, was the same day as the opening ceremony of the Rio Olympics. So we had an idea to call an event called the Gene Pool. Nice little idea. And we had some celebrity swimmers and some non-so-celebrity or non-so-swimmers swimming against each other at Homebush Swimming Pool where the Olympics were on in 2000. Didn't sound like a fair fight, but we made the Olympians wear jeans in the pool to slow them down. It was a great day. The media got right behind us. And from that, the public got behind us too.
And if I'm not mistaken, one of the Olympians continues to support Jeans for Jeans Day.
Well, that's right. From that, one of the Olympians that swam was Libby Trickett, and she is actually our head and lead ambassador this year. We've got some terrific ambassadors that are helping us out, but Libby is our main person, and she is one of the loveliest people you'll ever meet.
So maybe you could do a pajama jean party?
Pajama jean party, I would love to see, you know, we talk about double denim, but we're lucky that quadruple denim is certainly achievable with a jacket, shirt, maybe a hat and some jeans. You've got quadruple denim.
I've never seen that.
It's not the greatest look, but it is for a good cause.
So what's the day like for you?
Well, very busy. We started really early this morning. We have around 60 locations throughout the country and well over 1,000 volunteers that are helping sell our merchandise to the public. And they're busily doing that. And I've sort of been on the ground with them since the very start of the day.
And so if anyone is listening and would like to help, how could they go about it?
The easiest way, if you don't happen across one of our volunteers selling merchandise, is also to look at some of the major retailers. So the Jeans West, Lowe's, Big W's of the world all sell our merchandise for us. Or the most simple way to do it is to jump onto our website, which is jeansforjeans.org.au. There is a great big donate button there, and any donations can be made online, and we gratefully receive them.
And you can even get together with your friends and do a jeans night or something like that. And
well, yeah, that's right. What we encourage people to do, and this is you can do this even right now, is we like to find people that we see today not wearing jeans. So, you know, it's Jeans for Jeans Day, and I see you're not wearing jeans. That's a gold coin fine for you. And we find a lot of officers take that on, and that's a big way that they raise their money in the morning. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun too.
Thank you very much, Barry Canyon, and good luck for today, Jeans for Jeans Day.
Thanks so much.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.